Okay, so welcome again, everyone. So we are on page 10. Again, just to remind everyone out there, if you can mute yourself, I'd greatly appreciate it. So yesterday, we talked about putting on and taking off shoes. What's the order or the sequence for doing that? Putting on, tying, untying, taking off, all those type of things. And then we started Vav. We'll, again, just get a running start, begin Vav. Asur Leilech Bekoma Zakufa. You're not allowed to walk in a very straight, erect way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's like Dochek Raglei Ashkina, it's like Kavi Yochel, it's like pushing the feet of Hashem. In other words, like you're showing your, I'm boss, right? You're not the boss. So again, we discussed that a little yesterday. Now here's the very important halacha I'm sure you're all familiar with. Velo Yelach, next page, page 12, Arba Amos Begilui Rosh. You should not walk four Amos, let's say 7 feet, with your head uncovered. Mipnei, and the Ramah adds, Mipnei Kavod Ashkina, because of Kavod of the Shekhina. So, as you all know, we wear a yarmulke. The word yarmulke is Yiras Shamayim. It's to show we have fear of Hashem. There's something above us. My father Hashem used to say that, people think what's the highest, the biggest thing in the world is a person's mind. You know, I'm smarter, I'm this, I'm that. There's something above that, right? No matter how smart you are, there's something above you and way beyond you. And that's what the idea of a yarmulke is to instill upon a person Yiras Shamayim. Now, it's very interesting. Again, I don't know in your Mishnah Berurah, but in my Mishnah Berurah, I think it's probably in yours also because mine's newer, so and they did not get rid of it. You could see there's a star and a half parenthesis. And if you look on the bottom, whoever it is added levad hechad sheyesh chok leilech begilu rosh lifnei asarim v'ashoftim, unless there is a rule, there's a law that you have to be bareheaded in front of the officials and judges. So then sarach leilech begilu rosh the dina demachusa dina, right? So then you should do that. Again, we don't have this anymore, right? But in the old days, not that long ago, right, if you went to court and you were wearing a hat, the bailiff will tell you, or maybe even today, take it off. It's disrespectful. So I don't know if they do that anymore. They probably don't, because they'll probably get sued for religious harassment. But this note on the bottom, whoever put it in, it's very interesting. You see this throughout Shulchan Aruch, in various places, but especially in Chosha Mishpat, you see these type of notes where it says, yeah, but you have to follow the law of the land and, all this, So again, it just should make us appreciate there might be a lot of garbage going on, but on the other hand, the freedoms that we have, Kinai Nahara, should stay that way, that, you walk into a court wearing a yarmulke, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. So, again, if you don't want to swear, you can affirm. They accommodate us to, But again, for most Jewish history, it wasn't that way. And so then again, you come to court or you don't take off your hat. Now, it's always interesting to me that with the Catholics, if you wear a yarmulke, that's a sign of grandeur, right? The Pope, or he wears a big yarmulke. I was noticing that. The previous popes, they were little yarmulkes. He's like a big yarmulke. But anyway, so... I guess. Where's Gartel? He has the whole thing there. Huh? I don't know. Did you ever notice, like, when they worship, or when a cardinal approaches the Pope, he takes off the yarmulke. Because Oh, yeah. See, oh, I went to a Catholic college, I know. Not to say I'm proud of it, but because with them, it's a sign of honor and grandeur to wear a yarmulke. So you don't wear a yarmulke in a place that'd be disrespectful. So they take on, by us, it's pumfakir, right? You always want to wear a yarmulke. So now again, this is a famous halacha, but again, for us old timers, right? I remember there used to be like people who came to shul, I mean, not this shul necessarily, but you know, people come to shul and they didn't wear a yarmulke on the street. Right, especially in the 40s and 50s, and people would, say, "Why are you wearing that?" Especially after the war, people were very self-conscious, so to speak. So, but you're supposed to wear a yarmulke because the Ramah says cover the shkina. Now, again, this is something very important about wearing a yarmulke. So now, if you remember, the Machaber says that v'lo yelech arba amos, you shouldn't go 4 amos bareheaded without a yarmulke, without something on your head. So how about if I'm walking less than 4 amos? Doesn't seem to be a problem, and it's not a problem. That's what the Machaber is saying. But let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph. So Mishnah Berurah Chofetz Chaim says in Yud Aleph, umidas chasidus afilu pachos me'arba amos. It's a midas chasidus, right? Say that in English. A level of piety, whatever that means, even less than 4 amos. Even less than 4 amos. Ve'afilu be'ez hashen of a layla, and it's also a midas chasidus to wear a yarmulke while you're sleeping, right? Now again, when you're sleeping, unless you have some issue, you're not going 4 amos. Again, unless you're a sleepwalker, I don't know. But that's a separate issue. But again, so then you would say there's no problem. Now again, really, mitzvah halacha, there is not a problem. This is included in the midas chasidus, to wear yarmulke when you're sleeping. Now again, you don't have to wear your regular yarmulke. You can wear something more comfortable or whatever, I don't know. But again, we have to be very careful. We talk about this very often in school. That you have to be very careful. You have to know what's daraisa, derabanan, minog. This means chasidus. So again, if somebody walks less than 4 amos, it's definitely not usher. Now again, we're going to get into this a little more because look what the Mishnah Berurah says: V'yishmet shemitzadin lomar tafila 4 amos eino usher midina. And some say that even walking 4 amos, as you see the Rishal, others say that it's not usher. From the Chaber, it sounds like to walk 4 amos without a yarmulke is usur. You can't walk 4 amos without a head covering. You know, again, I shouldn't say yarmulke. It could be a hat, it could be whatever. Something on your head. Well, we'll see what the something is. So again, now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that some say even 4 amos, it's not usur. Rachlet snuim b'maseim. It's only for people who are modest, I don't know, in what they do. So therefore, again, this is very interesting. Ramosha has a tshuva on it. Now again, times have changed, Baruch Hashem. But again, it was very, even not long ago, about wearing a yarmulke at work. A lot of times people had a problem with that. Employers didn't want it. You stick out, all this type of stuff. So Ramosha has a tshuva about it. And it seems from the tshuva, that Ramosha comes out this way, that in other words, we don't go like the Machaber, we go like the Rishal. That it's a proper thing to do. It's a proper thing to do. But again, the question is it usur? So again, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down that some say that's not usur, even to walk 4 amos without a head covering. But here's the but. Avo kvar kasav taz, l'kamam v'simin chas. But the taz already wrote. Now, again, don't forget, taz is a long time ago. Right? It's the 1600s, mid-1600s. Divizmanenu, that in our time, his time, right? So we're talking about hundreds of years ago already. Divizmanenu, isur gomor medina lios begil rosh. So the taz writes that's completely usher to walk around with a bare head. Why? V'afil yosha b'beiso, and even if you're sitting at home, in other words, you're sitting at your table, you're not, you know, or you're right, you're not out in the open. Ayin shamatam, and look over there for his reasoning. Kein kasa b'tshuvas mahari b'runa, v'kasa b'magen avram, da'afil k'tanim. The Magen Avraham takes it further. He says, even kids, nachon, again, you have to be careful with that, nachon, it's proper, l'argilam b'kisui rosh, it's proper that we should accustom them to having their head covered. Now, obviously, we're talking about boys, right? Obviously, here we're talking about men, boys. Why? Here's the line. Ki hecha d'lahav elohu emaso d'shamayim. So that they should have yirashamayim, right? That's what, again, we don't think about it too much. But that's the idea of having yarmulke. Again, there's some conscious or subconscious awareness when we're wearing a yarmulke that there's something above us. Maybe we want to reject that, but right, you feel, even if you've been wearing a yarmulke for a long time, but still, you know, just wearing a yarmulke infuses someone with Yerushalayim. It's that awareness, kiisa, like you can see the Gemara in Shabbos says, kuznum vav, kasei reisha, cover your head, ki hecha d'lahava alachay masa d'shmaya, so that there should be the fear of Shemayim upon you. Okay, so now again, so the way we're coming out is it seems like there's a machlokus whether not wearing a yarmulke and walking around four amas is usur midina. Is it usur, or is it just not a right thing to do? But again, now the Taz is saying that no matter which way you want to slice that, that was before. Now, the Taz is saying, which was then, so to walk around without a yarmulke is usur. And we'll talk about this a little more in a minute. Actually, we'll talk about it now. The Taz's reason, right, the Mishnah Berurah says, look over there in the Taz, you'll see his reason. What's the reason of the Taz that the Taz says that now it is usur to walk around without a yarmulke? So the Taz says there because it's included in uchukoseim lo seleku, right? Which is an all-encompassing isur that we're not supposed to go in their ways or in their mores. So again, this is a very complicated isur. In other words, how far do we, like again, clothing, right? We're not supposed to, or something that's a fad. So the Rishiva Zekhatzah used to differentiate between fad and style. Things that it's a fad. You know, there's fads very often in clothing. Again, a style would be wide lapels, wide ties, thin ties. You know, so that changes. I always like to tell the story. There was my Father's Day, I was home. There was some amazing man. Maybe you remember Mr. Magid. It was a very special man. He was the Kohen. And his name was Mr. Schneerman.
Double-breasted suit.
So every few years, he was the height of fashion. You know, but he always wore I don't know why, he always wore double-breasted suits. But how you liked him, I don't know. Some people, there's a whole long thing, certain people, Bishito wear a double, from people wear a double-breasted shirt. It's a whole reason. But anyways, leaving that aside, so Rashila differentiated between a style and a fad. Like, I don't know what a fad is. A fad is like a Nehru jacket. You don't even remember those. Or bell-bottoms, unless you're in the Navy, right? That would be a fad. Right. A fad. Style is not... Now, some people disagree. You know, now again, others disagree. Like, Hasidic people, you know, wear what they wear. They wear it for a few reasons. But one reason you could argue is dressing the way we dress could be interpreted as chukosayim lo seleku, right? Wearing short, right? Wearing jackets and, but anyways, as we call them. But again, the Taz says that that's the problem. That if you walk around, and we understand that, go ahead and walk around with bare heads, right? Everybody spots a Jew because they're wearing a yarmulke, right? So yeah, I had to give in the card to be, it was recalled twice over. It's interesting. They recalled the recall. I took it in and they fixed it, but they recalled the they said they didn't do it right. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. There's a Musa Shmuz in there somewhere. But But anyway, so coming back and going there to pick up the car, I had to take a Uber Lyft. So every time I got in to the driver, and the driver right away, is, you know, recognized I'm Jewish. Why? Wearing a yarmulke, right? I'm wearing a yarmulke. So they, right? So it applied to you also. So again, people know that right away, right? A Jew is wears a yarmulke. So that's what the Taz says. He also mentions that it could be over Adas Yisrael, that you're violating that something. Adas Yisrael is something that is ancient, very ancient. Jews always did this. Jews always did this. So all of a sudden you're not. So there's something wrong with that. Now let's take it a little further. Now continuing the Mishnah Berurah. Wait one second, I'm sorry. Yeah, the first wide line of the Mishnah Berurah wide lines. V'da'o de le'inin gilui rosh, dai b'kisu yad al rosh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says that when we're talking about covering your head, it'd be enough to cover your head with your hand, right? You don't have anything, so, right? Now, again, I don't know how you walk around like that all the time, but that's a separate issue. The Huadin, and the same thing would be im mepala rosh shari begila rosh, that if you're cleaning out your head, now, again, we don't relate to this, Baruch Hashem, but if you're delicing your hair, so, right, having a yarmulke would be a little... So then you could uncover your hair. Now, I guess the same thing would be like if you're getting a haircut. It's a little difficult to get a haircut if you have a yarmulke on. So then you could take off your yarmulke, and even though you're bareheaded, that's not a problem. And now the Mishnah Berurah takes it a little further. The prima gun, shekasa delelech arba amos, takas avir ha-shamayim, so the Prima Gun says that to walk outside, right, in the open, when there's no roof above you, so then again, to use your hand is not enough. Now, before we go, we're running out of time, so I just want to start the next Mishnah Berurah. So now we said you're not allowed, one way or another, you shouldn't walk around without something on your head. But you could, again, it's a machlokas. We just saw that... the Prima Gan says you shouldn't do it, but the first opinion is you could cover your head with your hand. But look at the next Mishnah Berurah, your base. Gilrush, v'choshekain she'osar levarech v'adin lilmod, and certainly you cannot make a bracha or learn the Gilrush. So again, there's different levels. One level is walking around without your head covered. But here we see in the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis that there's a separate issue. Let's say you're not walking around. You're stationary, sitting at a table and chair. But you're making a bracha, right? You're eating, drinking something. Or you're learning, like right now. So then you cannot, it's osur, and this is according to everybody. It's osur to make a bracha, to learn with your head uncovered. And now look at this. V'lo ma'hani b'zeh kisa yad. And even according to his opinions in the last Mishnah Berurah that said it's okay, using your hand to cover your head does not work. For walking around, it's one thing. But to make a bracha or to learn, covering your head with your hand does not work. Why? D'yad v'rosh chad gufa inun. Because your hand and your head is one body. It's one thing. So you can't do that. The guf, the body, cannot cover itself. It's redundant. It doesn't work. So again, so we have to stop here. But again, this is very, very important. So walking around, it's one thing. If you're walking around, yeah, for whatever reason, you have to. But to daven or bench or to learn, you actually have to have a physical head covering. Okay? Okay, Rabotai, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick this up. Okay? Mincha is in 10 minutes. Yashkoach, everyone.